sound of the city. 106.7 Radio Plymouth.
Paul Dighton, Chief Executive Locog. To quote somebody who's nearly as famous as Francis Drake, who's up there. Look, it's right on our expectations. We always hoped and expected that the Torch Relay was our best way of bringing the games to all the people in every corner of the United Kingdom, and we're just delighted that the people of Cornwall have risen to that challenge.
Now, it's still a way to go until the actual games themselves. I mean, what now needs to be done apart from running the flame around Britain?
Yeah, it's just under 10 weeks to go now until the opening ceremony on the 27th of July. We still have quite a lot of work to do on our venues, you know, because we have a significant number of temporary venues which you build, you know, right at the last moment, so plenty of work going on there. We still have a lot of people to train, to put in their uniforms, to tell them exactly what they're going to do where, because it's a workforce of well over 200,000 people, including 70,000 volunteers, our games makers. And we're still doing lots of practicing, rehearsing, testing, just to make sure that the plan we have on paper translates very effectively when you create and manage an event like the one we've got here today in Plymouth.
How many medals, gold medals, is Britain going to get?
Yeah, I think, you know, if we do as well as we did in Beijing, that would be a terrific performance by the team. I think that, you know, in reality, the atmosphere, the mood isn't created by the medals table. It's created by a few superb magic moments. That's what people, you know, from Beijing, most people couldn't tell you how many medals they won, but they might just remember Christine Orugu getting over that line in the 400 metres just at the last minute. You know, they'll remember Kelly Holmes, you know, from Athens and her double gold medals. So it's those special moments, you know, Matthew Pinson climbing over the boat to hug Steve Redgrave back in Sydney. It's special moments that you really need. That's what creates the memories rather than just the table. Legacy has been an incredible part of this project right from the beginning. It was built into the bid, and we've been working very hard to put in place all the things that you need to do well to make sure that we create opportunities for lasting change, whether it's the physical legacies themselves. I mean, the Southwest, we have rebuilt and extended the sailing academy down at Weymouth and Portland. It's one of the world's best sailing academies now, and the competition you'll see down there will be absolutely tremendous.
How about in Devon and Cornwall, though? That's a long way from Weymouth.
No, but in Devon and Cornwall, you're right. The legacies, you get a much better idea of how they'll work from what we've seen today. Communities coming out, inspired by the torch, inspired by the local stories of the torchbearers, and saying to themselves, well, what does, you know, the Olympic flame tell me about what I can do to realise, you know, my own hopes and dreams, whether they're sporting, you know, whether they're sporting hopes, whether they're things you do in the local community, whether it's, you know, cultural stuff.
But surely people further down in Devon and Cornwall will be a bit more interested. I mean, inspiration is great, but they've seen money spent on sailing academies, swimming pools up in East London and things. They'd want some money spent on local sports clubs in Devon and Cornwall.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, that's always a matter for, you know, the local authorities down here and how they want to channel, invest their resources. You know, it seems to me, you know, it's a matter for schools, how they want to prioritise sport over the other things they do. I mean, these are ongoing questions. What the Games gives you, I think, is a focus on just how sport can change lives, you know, if you give it a chance to.
And you think this should be able to inspire the decision makers in Devon and Cornwall then?
Yeah, I think if people see what's happened with this torch, I mean, we were just talking to people up here who said they've never seen this many people on Plymouth Hoe. I think, you know, as we've been around the communities today in Cornwall, nobody's ever seen that number of people out on the streets. So there's a, the people are telling us that this is something that really gets them to turn out. And if as a local politician, if you can see what that is, capture it, bottle it and use it again, it's a very, very powerful thing.